Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So as we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer and let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, because once again, you have blessed us to assemble together. You have given us your word that we may enter into your word and learn and understand what the will of God is for our life. And also that we may look into your word and be informed of things that has happened and things to come and things that are going on right now. So, Lord God, we thank you for the presence of your spirit. And we ask that your spirit will release unto us the understanding we stand in need of this day. Father, we petition you to not let us enter your word of God into your word without getting the revelation that we need and understanding that we need. So, Lord, we thank you for the very word of God and for the spirit of truth. And forever, Lord, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Tonight we are on titled The Wild Beast of Revelation Part 3. Now, for those of you that are first-time listeners, hey, I encourage you to go back to listen to part two and part one, okay? Whenever you come in the middle or the end of something, many times it's hard to fully grasp the subject, okay? But we want you to get it, okay? So, therefore, if you are a first-time listener, let me encourage you to go back to part two and part one. Praise be to God. And so we are in the Wild Beast of Revelation Part 3 tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And I'm going to open up the book of Revelation chapter 13. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Revelation chapter 13, looking at verse 1. And for those of you who don't have your Bibles, hey, if you have a pencil and paper, I ask that you will write this down. Revelation chapter 13, we're going to look at starting at verse 1. Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 13, starting at verse 1. And the word of God reads, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And saw a beast, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy." Now, part one and part two, we talked about this verse somewhat a little bit, and we looked at this to come to understand that this beast John the Revelator saw is in conjunction with the little horn that Daniel saw in chapter 7 of Daniel. And we inform you that by it coming out of the sea, meaning that it was coming out from among nations or be among people, but actually, and I want to clarify this up, this is also meaning that this beast was going to draw its power from all nations. Because sea, the word sea symbolically represent nations or peoples and tongues. Just like in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20, the wicked is referred to as a troubled sea. Okay? Glory be to God. And so therefore, having said that, we looked at how that and come to understand, and we have informed you that throughout the histories, we gave you one about one of the popes who was named Pope Innocent III, how he used a, how can this, it's called an interdict, which was a censor used to exercise church influence over kings and kingdoms. I mean, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Thank God for you. Blessing the Lord. Thank God for you, brother. We are given another opportunity to go into the Word of God and given another opportunity to dish some pain unto the enemy. So I am grateful. I am in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, and just catching the people up to speed. And we talked about how this beast, he saw the beast rise up out of the sea, coming from the nations, or in other words, that he was going to draw his power from all nations. And we inform you how that, for example, Pope Innocent III, who used many means of excommunication and what was called an interdict. An interdict was a what they call an ecclesiastical censor that was used to exercise the church influence over kings and kingdoms. He would threaten these kings and kingdoms with disciplinary action. Okay, one of the examples was given was John, the king of the country of England. And what happened was the interdict denied church sacrament and public worship to an individual, region, or state who would not adhere to the laws of the church. So we come to understand that this beast was going to draw power from the nations, and that he was going to be able to do stuff in other nations because of this strong influence that he's going to have over. Okay? Glory be to God. And John said that in Revelation 13, that the beast had seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Now, we come to understand that by this beast having the seven heads and 10 horns, we come to understand that this beast, his headquarters is going to be among Rome. And it's going to be among Rome in this divided empire. Now, remember, we had informed you, and brother, I think we did this in another series, where Rome, there was a war within Rome, and they were divided into 10 parts or to 10 kingdoms.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And glory be to God. And even Daniel saw the little horn. He didn't come up until after the 10 kingdoms were established. Okay?
Yeah.
And so here, this beast having seven heads and 10 horns, okay? And therefore, that he's going to have his headquarters among Rome, okay? Glory be to God. And remember that this seven heads and 10 horns, which is also mentioned in Revelation chapter 12, we had informed you in the other series that we had did even before this, that not only that dragon that had the seven heads and 10 horns was Satan, but it was a nation under the service of Satan, which is Rome. In fact, we come to understand that, hallelujah, that those seven heels, when you read in Revelation, that you read in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, we are told that the seven heads are seven mountains on which it said the woman sitteth. In Revelation 17, we know that there was that evil church, and the seven mountains, a nation that sits on that is Rome, okay?
Yeah.
Glory be to God. It is Rome. And then on top of that, I wanted to read to you what one of the popes said to further support that Rome is this place that sits on the seven mountains, or the seven heads is the seven mountains that this place sit on, which is Rome. And I want to read what this particular pope said to give further evidence that Rome is this place. In a book called The Beast and His Image, glory be to God. And it reads that, but perhaps the remarkable description of Rome is that given by a pope. It occurs in a letter of Ganganelli, Pope Clement the 14th, to his friend, the Abbey Fergin. Having mentioned several places which he wished the Abbey to visit, the Pope proceeded thus, and this is what the Pope told Abbey Fergin, who he had desired to come and visit some places. He said, "You would then descry Rome, which may be seen 1,000 years and always be a pleasure. The city situated on seven hills, which the ancients called the seven mistresses of the world." Do you hear that? So this seven heads and ten horns, this seven heads is definitely dealing with Rome, okay? And that this beast will have its headquarters among Rome. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And one of the popes in this letter that I just wrote to you supports that, okay? The seven mountains or the seven hills is Rome. And then Rome sits on that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We also want you to understand that this beast, and Daniel talks about the little horn in Daniel 7, this beast, this ruler as the rise, this beast, glory be to God, Rome and the Pope, that they demand or command support of the nations that divided the Roman Empire. Because remember here in this verse, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, he has seven heads and ten horns. And my brother and I have already told you that ten horns represent the ten kingdoms. When Rome had a war within themselves and was divided into ten kingdoms, each one having a king. So therefore, since this beast has seven heads and ten horns, and therefore he is going to command the support of these nations that divided the Roman Empire. Now, I want to read to you, and I'm going to be giving it over to my brother in a few minutes. I want to read to you something that supports that also, okay? In a book by Reverend E.S. Eliot, Horae Apocalypse, I want to read to you, glory, about how that Rome and that these popes command support from these nations. These ten nations where the Roman Empire was divided to, they will go command, they had and will command support from them. Let me read this to you. It says, Pepin, when inspired to the French throne, prayed the Pope to authorize his usurpation. And on his doing so, both Franks and the whole Western world implicitly acquiesced in the title. Okay? This is a man going, a king going to a throne. He was praying that the Pope will authorize it. Do you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You know, some kings in the past, hey, they just went ahead and took the throne. This one was like, I ain't taking it with it unless the Pope authorized. Then it says the coronation oath, an oath not enjoined only by popes, but agreed to by the Western emperors that they will be faithful and submissive to the Pope and Roman Church. Do you hear that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. It said the Emperor Otho, like Rodolphus, before him, both received the imperial crown as a papal grant on the Pope's disposition of the former emperor. And when the Pope reclaimed the grant, resigned it. Okay? Hallelujah. a Spanish king, voluntarily resigned his kingdom to the Pope that he might receive it back as a theft from Christ's vicar. You know, the Pope called himself Christ's vicar here on earth. Well, this Spanish king, he resigned his kingdom to the Pope. People, this is serious.
Yes.
And we're living in this time now. You're going to see more of that happen. Okay? The rulership, the authority that not only do they have in a, quote, own domain, but what they're going to have in these other nations. Like we told you before. For example, when Pope Francis came to visit America, they said, hey, whatever state he was going into, they were going to have a Jeep ready for him. Because like I said, you know, when you see in the post, they standing in the Jeeps ride. Okay?
Amen.
These are the same popes that's supposed to gave a vow of poverty. But yet still, look how they being catered to. Now, I told you in part two, and me and my brother said this, that let you be a poor minister and see how much catering you going to get. Okay? You ain't getting nothing. In fact,
right.
Don't you dare come up on the doorsteps. Talking about you a poor preacher, you a preacher for the Lord. They don't recognize you.
Amen.
It's amazing how the U.S. and all these other nations recognize the Pope like they do. Look how they go out the way for him. Okay? Amen. John, King of England, in like manner resigned his crown to the papal legate, that he might receive it again as a vassal, feudatory to the Roman see. John, King of England, resigned his crown to him. Okay?
Yep.
If I'm going to submit something to anybody that I may receive it again, it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. So you can see how they so quick to, quote, want to take Jesus' place and claiming to have been and took Jesus' spot. Now understand this. Look at it. Now this is not just regular people. We're reading about kings, leaders, giving in to the Pope, just like today, okay? Now, like I said, some of y'all listen to prophets, now, that brother Nate again, far-fetched Nate. No, you can call it what you want to, and maybe you don't see it now, but I'm going to tell you just like this. You're going to see it. All this stuff that we're telling you, that you're saying to yourself, man, I don't see that stuff they're saying. Keep on living. I promise you, you're going to see it. We are in the last days, people.
Last days.
This stuff going to be unveiled. See, just like now, all that kissing, the little babies on the cheek that the Pope was doing and picking them up in his arms and all that. Well, guess what? You're going to see something different. Hold on. It's coming. Okay? It's been coming little by little. This Pope already told you that God will make you a homosexual. I already let you know that. The same God that said it was an abomination, apparently that God has some kind of amnesia or the forget-me-not, because now all of a sudden he's going to make you a homosexual. Why would God call homosexuality an abomination, which especially in the Old Testament, you know is punishable by stoning and death? Why would he call that an abomination and turn around and make you one?
Amen.
And I guarantee you, many of you that was listening, even if you said you didn't know, you didn't go search it up to see what the scripture.
Amen.
Amen. This ain't Brother Nate trying to toot his own horn. I'm just telling you the truth. Because you got many people, they'll hear stuff, and they'll go, you know, Brother Ronnie, I wonder if that's true. That's how far is it going, brother. They ain't going to look up nothing in the scripture. They just ask you. If you don't say nothing, I guess they say, I don't get nothing. Point blank.
Amen.
But they don't go look it up. Why? Because sometimes they want to sit there and want people to tell them. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to
Amen.
God. The the Emperor Henry's notable case of disobedience to the papal will, the terrors of a papal excommunication and anathema drove him in abject humiliation to entreat for pardon. Now he's entreating the Pope for pardon. And barefoot and in sackcloth, he waits 3 wintry days, people, and nights outside the gates of the city till the Pope relent and grants it. Do you hear that? Glory. My God.
Amen.
These popes through the time was portraying to be God. Amen. Now, once again, I'm reading to you about emperor and kings that's doing this.
Amen.
Normally, you come across emperors and kings, they let you know, hey, I'm the top man. You ain't over me. But now, to the popes. Now, this emperor, barefoot, okay, he wanted a pardon or forgiveness by the Pope so bad, he was willing to be barefoot and in sackcloth and in the winter, 3 days and 3 nights waiting outside the gate till the Pope relents and grant his pardon. Come on, people. Come on now. You know,
Amen.
The writing, as they said, the writing is on the wall. And it ain't written in another language that you can't read, okay? The writing is on the wall. Amen. See, all through time, these popes, they command the support from these other kingdoms. And they draw their power from all the other nations. Okay? It ain't no compromising going on to the popes. You either do it my way or not. That's what they are about. Ain't no compromising. Because I'm
Amen.
Jesus here on earth. And what I say goes. Amen.
Amen.
My God, have mercy on us. Have mercy
Amen.
On us, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Another one says, princes quit their kingdoms and go on dangerous, perhaps wicked crusades at his call. And who called? The popes.
Because he said do it.
But my brother just told you because he said do it. And not if you not go home and think about it. I want you to go home and think about it. What you want me to do? I want you to go out there and cut some folks' heads off. Okay, can I go think about it? No. Go do it. Now, once again,
Amen.
Some of y'all listening, and y'all said, that brother Nate, let me cut this thing off because he's far-fetching again. Okay, well, I tell you what, keep thinking that because God having us to sow the seed. Listen, you ain't got to jump on you. Listen, we have said this before, and we're not trying to be arrogant. You don't have to jump on and accept this. It is your choice, okay? That's your choice. We don't ask you to call in so I can see your phone number or give me your address so I can bug you. That's not our calling. Our calling is to give you the word and leave it. Now it's between you and God. So you can say, he just trying to get a laugh. He just trying to be funny. Oh, he just far-fetched. Ain't nobody doing no stuff like that. Well, you know what? You know what a beautiful thing about when you say that? It gives my God an opportunity to show you different. Glory to God. It gives him the perfect opportunity because God is not going to send his servants out with a word and not back them up. I'm going to say that again. God is not going to send his servants out there with a word and not back them up.
Amen.
So, if you're saying that, hey, I'm far-fetched, I'm making this stuff up, I'm crazy, I didn't jump off the roof too many times, go ahead and say all that. Go ahead and say all that. All you're doing is giving my God a perfect opportunity to show you otherwise. That's all you're doing, okay? And you may think you're saying it in the hopes that I would shut up. You're going to fail because I'm not planning to shut up, okay? You're going to fail. So, thank God for the word of the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for the word. Amen.
Amen.
It's no game, people. They ain't playing. They ain't playing, okay?
You know,
let me tell you something. All through the years, it's been a bunch of posts They wasn't playing, people. There was no you going home. Go home and think about it. You know, we want you to do this. Oh, well, wait a minute. I thought the Bible says this. Where you get that from? We require you to say, do this. Why don't you go home and think about it? It wasn't none of that, people. It wasn't none of that. Back in the day, they would call the Holy Office. And they would tell you, say, the Holy Office wants you to do the Holy Office. Well, if you got up there and said, who? Man, I ain't doing that. Okay, then. It wasn't no okay at letting you go home, neither.
Amen.
See, we got to be, people, we got to be real about this. Listen, our job is to warn you about what's happened, to let you know the history of what happened and let you know what's going to happen and what is happening now. And see, some of y'all, you caught up in the wrong picture. You're looking at certain things that Satan wants you to see to be blind. You're not asking God to show you what you don't see. And so now me and my brother, we're giving you the word to inform you of some things that perhaps you may not see or have not known. But I know some of you may be listening and saying, man, yeah, all that stuff ain't going on, man. What's wrong with you? Talking about all that stuff. Ain't no man got that much power. Okay, then I tell you what. Once again, you don't have to believe me, okay? I'm planting the seed. God's going to water and bring forth the increase. So therefore, you're just giving my God a perfect opportunity to show you otherwise, and it's going to happen. I just pray that when you do see it, you be on the right side of the fence. Because whether you're on the right side or the wrong side, it's going to be revealed. Either way it go, it's going to be revealed. Whether you're on the right side of the fence or the wrong side of the fence, I pray you be on the right side of the fence. Okay? I really do. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't care who, the Pope or whatever, the dragon or whatever, none of them has greater power than my God. None of them.
Amen.
None of them.
Amen.
Because God wouldn't even get in a physical fight with them. It would be such a mismatch. You wouldn't even want to look at it. That wouldn't be the type of fight I want to turn the TV on and look at, because it'd be so bad a mismatch. That's why God told Michael, go ahead, take care of Satan. Take care of Satan and his angels. Go ahead, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Because if God was straight up fighting, it wouldn't be no fight.
Amen.
That show you how dumb the devil was. Okay? He just dumb. Because you fight somebody that created you, Lucifer. Okay? And if anybody should know you, it's the one that created you. What was you going to do? Try to come with a back jab? Well, he knew your back jab before you even thought about it, before you even thought about swinging. He didn't already hit you twice. So what you going to do? I mean, hey, come on. Satan was dumb, and the angels that joined him were dumb. Nobody wasn't thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like we had a robbery here at the store here about, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the folks that went in to rob, one of them wasn't even wearing a mask at all. He just run up in the store with the gun, okay? No mask on, with cameras on. Uh-huh. Somebody didn't think that played through. And when the devil tried to start his revolt, he wasn't thinking that played through, I'm telling you. And his boys that joined him, you know they weren't thinking. Amen. So these popes, they require support. They require dedication. Okay? They require loyalty. To who? Jesus? Absolutely. To them. Okay? And it's been like that all through the years, all through the popes. Okay? So some of y'all, this may be some new information to y'all, because all through the years, they've been portraying like they've been the good old boys.
Yes.
But when you don't know the history, that's why people knowing your history is important, whether it is spiritual or whether even if it's secular history. Secular history has an importance, okay? Amen. Because it brings you to the now. And that secular history or that spiritual history will give you some truth about some things that perhaps you saw in another way, but when you're given the truth about it, amen, through the history, then you go, wait, okay, now I get it. Now I think that, but see, that's what the portraying is about, people. And you got other Christians who believe that they are the good old boys, too. I heard one Christian said some years ago that Pope at that time was the best preacher, how she put it, one of the greatest preachers she heard, or the best preachers, or one of them, one way she put it. I'm going to be honest with you. I was shocked when I heard her say it, because I never heard her say anything about Pope, Roman Catholic, whatever. And I was really shocked. And this was a sister that I know God had revealed some great things to her. So that goes to show you, no matter what great things you be revealed, you don't know everything, okay? That would go to show. Even though some people dare to act different. Amen? So, I'm going to stop it there tonight. I'm going to get ready to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless and sanctify your name. We give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God. We ask that you continue,
yes,
Lord God, to bless this word, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As I speak these words, O Lord God, hallelujah, as
yes,
my brother has spoken words, Lord God, we testify to you, Lord God, and to the world, Lord God, hallelujah, that we do speak your word, O Lord God, that these words come from the scriptures and not made up of us, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And these things are, Lord God, in our history. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'd like to go to the 13th chapter of Revelation, where you were just at. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing wrong with the piggy. Ain't nothing wrong with the piggyback, brother. ain't nothing wrong with the piggyback. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now this here beast, okay? Hallelujah. That came out the sea, okay? Hallelujah. And stood upon the sand and stood upon the sea. Hallelujah. That represents a lot of power, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And he hallelujah. That is a lot of nations. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of kingdoms, okay? That represent. Having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, that blasphemy is not just in the mouth of the Pope, but it's in the mouth of his subjects also, okay? Which is the beast,
amen,
okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you have to remember now, and keep it in check that the man of sin, or the little horn, he is the Pope, okay? He's the head of the Catholic Church, okay? And then you got
amen,
the beast. The beast is not the Pope. The beast is the nations, and the kingdoms that the beast rules, okay, and has power over. Hallelujah. Through the Roman Catholic system, okay, or through that religion, okay? And the reason why a lot of the kings, hallelujah, gave their allegiance to the Pope, because they believed that the Pope had the power of anathema. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know what anathema means? Anathema means that he has the power to send you to hell, or to damn you forever. They believe that. They actually believe it. You think a person to stand outside for three, that king stood outside for 3 days in wintertime barefooted. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because his Pope, hallelujah, was displeased at something he said, angry with this man. So he made this man do penance. Thank you,
amen,
Jesus. Thank you, G. And it was a king, okay? And so he humbles kings, okay? Who else does that but a blasphemer, okay? Now, this man has such power, okay, through his kingdom, okay? Now, the reason why he has this power, such power, okay, is not just because he claimed to be of Christ, okay, or he claimed to be Christ, but because his secular power also, he has such great secular power, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And that's how he, that's his backup, that's the Pope's backup, okay? All these nations is his backup. Thank you, Jesus. And what they do, well, if you don't follow what the Pope said, we're going to teach you a lesson, okay?
Amen.
So if you want kingdom, okay, he's going to send other kingdoms against you, okay? That's why
Amen.
that man came and humbled himself that way, okay? Because the Pope had both spiritual power. They believe he had spiritual power, and they believe he had natural power or power of governments, okay? Which he did, and he could command them to do things, and they would do it. In other words, he had their salvation in his hand, okay? And they thought that he had their salvation. And so they did whatever the Pope told them to do, okay? Now, hallelujah. Now, it hasn't changed at all, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It has not changed after all these 1,260 years passed, okay? Hallelujah. Been gone past, okay? Even now, in our modern time, it has not changed, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. And when you displease him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. This little horn or this beast, okay, beast power, they will come after you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we told you that that this power did not come. It did not stand up and declare itself until the years, the 600 year, okay? The 659, it stood up, okay? That's when it stood up and it declared itself. 659 to 669, it stood up and said, I am the head of the church. And then
Amen.
He declared himself, okay, at that time. And that was called the Great Assumption. When he did that in 659, it's called the Great Assumption. Thank you, Jesus. And this is after he had, after that church had been destroyed, okay, the church in England, the last Church of Christ that existed had been destroyed, okay, physically. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So now when you're looking at this, okay, now you look at the dates now. Understand the dates are they very important, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now that was Papal Rome that did that, okay? Now we don't come all the way from Rome one, okay? Pagan Rome, which when the emperors ruled, okay? Then you came to Rome two, which became Papal Rome, okay, which means that the Pope took over, or the man of
Amen.
Sin took over, okay, or they took over, and they had power, because this, I told you about, hallelujah, in Daniel, the seventh chapter, thank you, Jesus, the seventh chapter, that this little horn had such power that it plucked up three of the horns, and took their power, glory to the Lamb. So he was three times stronger than all the other kingdoms put together, wasn't he? Huh?
Amen.
Little
Amen.
Horn. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he had such great, and then he spoke. He had a mouth speaking great things. This little horn, he spoke blasphemies against God. Hallelujah. And then he destroyed the last church of Christ. That was in Britain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now we come down to our time, okay? Rome 3, the Papal Rome the mark of the beast. Okay, this is our, that's what's going to happen in our time. Okay, now he, what's happening now in our time is they are gathering all of their subjects again. Okay, all the things that came out of the Catholic Church, they are gathering them. Okay.
Amen.
What came out the Catholic Church? Islam. Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Amen.
Islam.
Amen.
Came out the church, okay? Did you know that Hitler came out the Catholic Church? Nazism came out the Catholic Church? Did you know that?
Amen.
Did you know, you didn't know that, did you? Hallelujah. Did you know that all these false religions came out the Catholic Church? Thank you, Jesus. Why did I say that? Because the same devil that made the Catholic Church, hallelujah, made all these false religions, okay? Hallelujah. And all these things are found in her, the Catholic Church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about the beast, okay? Now, this beast, hallelujah, it had all the... It was different, and then sometimes it looks like a dragon, right? Sometimes
Amen.
The beast looks like a dragon, right? And then sometimes it takes the form of all four of the all three of the other beasts, okay, together, okay? And in this Revelation, the 13th chapter, the second verse, it says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power." Who is the dragon? Who is the dragon? Where you got
Amen.
Two dragons, okay? You got a natural dragon and you got a spiritual dragon. You got Satan, and then you got Rome, okay? You got all these kingdoms made that make up, hallelujah, the dragon, hallelujah, or the beast. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you got to keep that in mind, okay? Thank you, Jesus, because he's the one that gave the devil, he's the one that gave the Pope his seat and his great authority. The devil does, okay? So what does that mean, that he gave the devil his seat and great authority? Is it possible that this beast power could not be could not at all be of Christ? That there's no saving grace in it at all? Could it be that there's no saving power in the Roman Catholic Church at all? Well, if
Amen.
This is so, that the devil gave him his seat, it is so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the devil gave him his seat and his great authority, that means that the devil is the ruling power, that the devil is the ruling authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that the devil's principalities and powers, okay, and his demonic network rules over kingdom of man, okay, and over this kingdom, this dragon on earth, okay. It rules over them. Thank you, Jesus. And it has the seal. Thank you, Jesus. It has the seal of the devil. How does it have the seal of the devil? Thank you, Jesus. It don't just have a seat, but it has the seal of the devil. What does it have that makes it, I'm talking about the seal. The seal is these three things. Now, bear me out, brother, right? His name.
Amen.
Satan, right? They have Satan's
mm-hmm.
name, right? They have
right.
And Satan is the title is the prince of this world, okay? This is what they claim
Amen.
Also, okay? And that in the territory, his territory is the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And they boast about this that his whole world is his. It's his whole, it's his what they call it? It's his, what do the the Catholic called it the parish, his whole parish. That's his that's his parish, okay? That's his parish. The whole world is his parish, okay? And so he rules, he claims to rule the whole world, okay? And so when he look at little churches, like little churches, okay, you know what he sees? He says, oh, they ain't nothing. They ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Because I'm claiming to be Jesus, okay? And I'm claiming to be the one that they came out of, okay? And they don't know that they came out of me. These little churches don't know they came out of me. And I'm gonna call my little ones back home, and they're gonna obey. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So when they go back to the beast, or they go back to the Catholic Church, okay, or they go back to the man of sin, it doesn't make any difference, because it's all the same, okay? All this is one, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's why his kingdom is going to be destroyed, okay? His whole kingdom is going to be destroyed, okay? So when he get destroyed, the Catholic Church is going to be destroyed. Rome is going to be destroyed, okay? And all the nations that follow after her is going to be destroyed. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And the devil
is going to be cast down, okay? At last,
Amen.
The devil is going to be cast down, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And God's going to draw all, you know, God's going to draw these armies, these great armies, these great nations. He's going to draw them to the valley of what's called Megiddo, okay? And that's where he's going to slay them there. And the Bible says in Revelations that the blood is going to come up to the horse's bridle. And after this great war, okay, it's going to be like 1/6 million left after this war. In all the world, it's going to be like 1/6 of the men that's left, okay? And then those ones that's left, thank you, Jesus, going to be, well, we'll get to that later. But anyway, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Well, how much time I got? I want to read to you a scripture, okay? This is from the Word of the Lord, a message book, okay, in which the angel came and gave a vision, okay? And he gave a vision, but then he said something, he gave a message, okay? So it's in the 29th message, he gave the vision, and in the 4th message, he gave some words about the Catholic Church, okay? Now, this is what he said. Now, this was back in 1927 that he said this, okay? This is, write this down. This was back in 1927 when the angel came, okay, and he brought a message talking about the Catholic Church. And the verse 2 says, remember, there are trying times ahead that will affect the whole world, and much will come to pass. That great church, the mother of harlots, where does it say that mother calls it the mother of harlots in the Bible? The 17th chapter of Revelations, okay? That great church,
Amen.
The mother of harlots, the abomination of all the earth, is working against all governments. This was in 1927, okay, that the angel came and said this. To overthrow them, all governments, and it is also working with all its power and helpers to overthrow this government. You're talking about the United States.
Amen.
That she may establish herself upon this land. This is 1927. And then he says one more thing. He says, remember, Satan has great power, and many will be deceived by his power. So all these things come from Satan, okay? This is his church. That church
Amen.
Belongs to Satan, okay? So if it belongs to Satan, there's no saving grace in it. There's no way you can be saved in it, okay? Hallelujah. And you can turn to Christ while you're in there, okay? But you had to come out of it, okay? Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Now, this sounds harsh, okay? But the Lord called her, why did the Lord say the mother of harlots? Do you know what a harlot is?
Amen.
You know what a harlot is. A harlot is a whore.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And but she's called the mother of whores. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what that church is called. Of all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I know a lot of people don't take this to mind or don't take this to heart or don't even try to understand this, okay? Who is the Lord talking about? And people wonder, a lot of church people wondering, oh, who is this mother of harlots and stuff? They be wondering who the mother of harlots, and the mother of harlots been here for centuries. Okay, been working
Amen.
For centuries, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the churches, who's the biggest thing in the world? Who's the biggest church in the world? The biggest church. All you have to do is open your ears up, okay? It says that she rules the kings, right? She rules over kings, right? She rules
Amen.
Over kingdoms, okay? You don't see no churches ruling over no kings or kingdoms. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
No matter how rich the church is, you don't see none of them. You don't see none of them ruling over kingdoms, governments, and things like that. The only one you see with that kind of power is the Catholic Church. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ask yourself another question. Thank you, Jesus. If that was Jesus' church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If that is Jesus' church, why does it look different than the church, hallelujah, in the 12th chapter of Revelation, if that was Jesus' church?
Amen.
If that church is the same church that Peter, Paul, and all the other apostles was part of, okay, that Jesus Christ set up, if that is the same church, okay, why do they look different than the Gospels? Why can't you find them in the Gospel? Why can't you find any of that stuff that they say that they are in the Bible? Do you find any cardinals in the Bible? You see any cardinals in there? Did you see any popes in there? Did you? Thank you, Jesus.
Not at all.
Thank you. You didn't see none of those things, right? Did you see
Amen.
Nuns in there? Did you see any nuns in the Bible? Did you see any? Did you? No, you didn't.
Not at all.
Did you see a reverend mother in there? Huh? You see a reverend father in there? Hallelujah. Did you? No, you didn't. All those offices and things that are made up, okay, they are not the body of Christ, okay? They're completely different. This is a completely different image than the woman in the 12th chapter of Revelation, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And what they try to do, they try to put Mary up there. They use Mary, okay, as their image. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And Mary is supposed to represent. It's supposed to be that woman in the 12th chapter of Revelation with the 12 stars of crown over on her head. Okay, and it's supposed to be the same thing. And it's not. How could it be?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. With the moon under her feet and clothed with the sun. Okay. It's not the same. Mary, why would Mary, Mary don't represent the church? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Mary was the the woman that God used to bring forth Jesus, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Simply
Amen.
Put, okay? She's not the mother of God.
Amen.
She's an instrument that God used to come through, okay, to have a natural birth, okay? And the seed didn't come from Mary, okay? Okay, where did the seed come from? Anybody know where the seed
mm-hmm.
came from? According to Luke, according to Matthew, where did the seed come from? It came from
mm-hmm.
from the Lord God, okay? So if the seed came from the Lord God, thank you, Jesus, and not Mary, Mary is not the Immaculate Conception, okay? Now, we're going to get off of that, okay? Because that's a subject all by itself. Talking about the Immaculate Conception. And people get very angry when you put down their saints. And Mary is called the Queen of Heaven. How could Mary be the Queen of Heaven? You mean God, Mary, put Mary up there as the Queen of Heaven? No, that's because I'm gonna get off of it right now, okay? I'm gonna hand it over to my brother, okay? But listen to this, okay? The Mary that's in the Bible is not the same Mary, hallelujah, that the Roman Catholics, hallelujah, believe in. The Mary that they have came from their old Roman religion, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And they just took a god and gave it another name. And when they found God, gave it a different name. That's all. Okay? Now, we're going to get off of that right now. We'll talk about that later on, okay, more when we get deeper into this subject. Okay, brother, you can take it away.
Amen. And we thank God for the word that you delivered. We are giving you, you know, the word of the Lord. And we are grateful to be able to do this. Y'all heard me say it a couple of times before, and I was talking to a sister earlier today about it. You know, we have faced retaliation from the enemy because of what we're bringing to you. And I don't say this to glorify the devil. I say this because I want y'all, the listeners, know that, you know, we just don't be sitting around a table, you know, filling our thumbs and say, you know what? I think we'll just talk about the Wild Beast Revelation. Let's mention about the Pope. Yeah, we ain't got nothing else to do. No, because we know how serious and deep a subject this is.
Yes.
And we know that this ain't nothing where you play games at, okay? People, you got to understand, this is not a game play. This is not something, you know, when you're laboring with the word, whether you're doing it by internet radio, whether you're going house to house, whether you're doing it on TV or just plain radio, you know, it's not a play game.
Yeah.
It's serious. And the deeper things you address and you speak on, the deeper things become. To
Amen.
A point where you have to make sure that you are prayed up. See, some people don't believe this, and some people may have never heard of it. But for many times, you have to be prayed up. Just like what we're bringing to you, you have to be prayed up to do this, okay?
Yeah.
Because some of y'all think that it's all about just get on the radio and say something. No, it's more than that, okay?
Amen.
It's more than that. Because if you're not prepared, when the devil, he won't have to throw the whole kitchen sink or part of the sink at you. You know, like the example I gave y'all about the person that went on missionary work and get the door slammed in their face, now they don't want to go out no more. That's how you're going to be.
Amen.
Now, don't get me wrong. When Satan retaliates, you serve someone that is more powerful than him, than God. So God can take care of the situation. Don't get me wrong. Just because I'm telling you that part, I'm not saying that God is powerless to that. I'm just letting you know the seriousness of it of what we're bringing to you, okay?
Yes.
You know, and we're not, it's not a game. It's
not
nothing that we're playing with. It's very serious, okay? Some of y'all that, I think this was a year ago, you heard me do the broadcast on the Illuminati and the Masons. That was real serious. And people, I'm telling you, Satan did a bunch of retaliation against me that time, during that time. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because the Spirit of God kept me together. Now, was I affected at some point at one time? Yes, I was. But I thank God that at that time I was affected, he spoke in my spirit and strengthened me. Okay? So even though Satan may retaliate, God is not going to leave you when he retaliates. Okay?
Yeah.
God's going to still be there. Okay?
Yeah.
To strengthen you, to help you overcome. But what I'm trying to lay down to y'all to understand is that it's not a game. Okay? And we're not just telling you something because you got curious ears. You know, some people, brother, are just curious. You know, it ain't nothing about learning stuff to grow. It's about just being curious. I just like to hear stuff. Have you ever come across people, when you talk about the word, they say, I like to hear stuff like that. And I really don't like that word stuff too much sometimes. You know, when people refer to the word, I just like to hear stuff like that. Most time when you catch people replying like that, they're not in the Word of God. They just like to hear you talk about it, but not to a point where they are applying it to themselves to grow or to come to Christ. It's just about, I just like to hear Brother Ronnie talk about it. And you got some people that are like that, okay? And you got some people in the church that's like that. I mean, they just like to hear a good story, okay? A good story, make my day. Well, see, that's all it is to them, is a story. It's not something to them of importance that, hey, I can apply this to my life and bring a change for the better, okay? They don't look at it that way. They just look at this, hey, let's go listen to Brother Ronnie. Yeah, he talks good stuff, you know, because that word stuff, love using that word. He talks good stuff. I like to hear that stuff he talks. And many times when there have been people that said that to me, and God had to keep me and keep my mouth, because there was some time I was about to say something, then I said, oh, okay, Nate, don't say, calm down, don't say nothing. Because, you know, sometimes when you use that word stuff like that, to me, it kind of make me feel you degrading. And so I don't, you know, and that's what people say, I like hear stuff like that. And most time when you catching people making that remark, they're not people that get in the word. They just like to hear you talk about it. So this is what I'm saying to you all, the listener. As I told a sister earlier today, I thank God for all the prayers of the saints on our behalf.
Yes.
While we've been doing this series. Because we need it.
Amen.
We need it. Okay? We need it. This is some serious. Okay? This is something that some Christians wouldn't want to tackle. And I understand. I understand too. Don't get me wrong. Like my brother told you, what was that? We did a broadcast. You and I did a broadcast, brother, probably about a couple months ago, when you told us, don't nobody like to get talked about. Don't nobody like to get beat on and hit on. So I'm not telling y'all this like we just love to be talked about and beat on. No, don't nobody like that. But we know that comes with the territory. When you are giving the gospel that is exposing sin, okay?
Man.
Now, we were telling y'all stuff that would cover sin. Oh, everybody be our friend. In fact, we probably get letters from all over the world telling us how we're a great bunch of guys. Y'all a great bunch of guys. I like y'all, you know? And probably get invited to every kind of sinful event there is. You know? Amen. But when you start going and exposing sin, your crowd goes down a whole lot, people. Some of y'all need to hear this, what I'm saying, because you got a decision you got to make. See, some of y'all are trying to play both sides of the fence, or you're trying to, quote,
please God and please people. You're trying to do both of them.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, and put it nicely as I can, that ain't going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're going to be able to please God and deal with the same thing. Listen, not in that way where you're delivering God's word. Because there are going to be people that's going to be upset at you. There are going to be people that's going to talk about you. There are going to be some that are going to want to really put the power drive on you, going to want to hurt you, okay? And there's no need you racking your brain talking about, what did I do to them? Why they want to hurt? Only thing you have to do is say, Lord, show me. And when he show you, say, hey, my light that's shining through you is shining on them and showing that their works are evil. There go your reason. Okay?
Amen.
Don't none Amen. Of them like this stuff that me and my brother's telling you now. You think the popes and the Catholic Church like this stuff we're talking about? Man, they don't like this. We
Amen.
Giving y'all this history of the popes and the stuff that they doing and how that the early Christian was persecuted by the Roman emperors and the popes and all that. They don't want all that. Tony, you think they'll be up in their room going, boy, them a great bunch of guys telling on us like that. No, they're not doing that. They're not doing that at all. They're not having a party and rooting for us like cheerleaders. That's not happening, okay?
Nope.
Not at all.
Amen.
Glory to God. And my thing is that, Lord, my prayer for myself personally is, Lord, help me. I don't want to never turn on you. I don't want to never renounce you.
Yes, Jesus. Never.
And prepare me even the more. I'm not on this broadcast to tell y'all I'm 100% there and I'm all together. I'm not going to tell y'all that. I'm telling you right now, God is still working on me. He's working on some things in my life. There's some things I have saw that I had fear that I didn't even realize how bad it was until the thing came up. Okay? So he's working on me still. But my personal prayer for myself is that, Lord, I don't want to get to a place where I turn away from you complete.
Amen. Amen.
Because that's just going to be pure dumb, okay, for one thing. And I don't want to do nothing like that because that's coldness. And I don't want to turn away from the true and living God, okay? So, hey, he's working on me still. But I know that what we're telling y'all, we're not playing games with you, okay?
Amen.
And many times it's a battle for us to come on this broadcast to bring this to you.
Yes,
and some
is.
Of y'all, like I said, you don't know because we don't tell y'all on this broadcast, quote, all the stuff we're going through. Why? Really, because it's no need to. Because everybody's going through something, but just to sit there and just talk to y'all constantly about all what we're going through, we'll depress y'all. Okay? y'all be in a state of depression. We start talking like that. Y'all, oh, man. Why would y'all just quit? Just quit talking about it, brother named Brother Robert. Just quit talking about it. Some of y'all probably get to that point.
Amen.
But we got to trust the true and living God. So I thank God for this opportunity tonight, and I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we bless and sanctify your holy, righteous name. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being with us, Lord God, hallelujah, for dwelling with us, Lord God, for being around us, Lord God, for sending your angels, Lord God, hallelujah, to fight for us, Lord God, to stand up for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the listeners, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God, to these words. Father, we bless your name and ask that you transform them, Lord God, from the kingdom, Lord God, of this world unto the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the spirit and power of faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let these words, O Lord God, hallelujah, take hold to them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let these words of truth, Lord God, take hold to them, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. And warn them, Lord God, and, Lord God, make them alarmed, O Lord God. Bring them, Lord God, hallelujah, to attention, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. be blessed, Lord God, with these warnings, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may know what's coming upon America, Lord God, and what's coming upon them, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Father, bless them, Lord God, with all knowledge, with all truth, the spirit of truth, oh Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Bless your people,
name.
Lord God, with the whole arm of God,
yes,
that he might be able to stand, hallelujah, against all the wiles of the devil, Lord Jesus. Bless your people,
yes,
Lord God, to stand therefore, heaven and loins girded about with the spirit of truth, oh Lord God, with the
yes,
gird of truth, Jesus. The preparation of the gospel of peace, Lord Jesus, with the sword of the
yes,
Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, with the helmet of salvation, Lord Jesus. Lord God, with the breastplate of righteousness, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord God. Hallelujah, with their feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, and the spirit of prayer and supplication in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Father, for all these things, we give you honor, praise, and glory. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, 6 to 6:30. My brother and I, we will be back on with Wild Beasts of Revelation Part 4. Look for the advertisement at 6 o'clock p.m. And then at 7, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be back on with a broadcast. Look for the advertisement then at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, for Brother Robert Grosser, to Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.